Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it is Saturday, Saturday Magazine with Jackie, and you're listening to Spirit Radio. Do you think you have a busy life? Well, how about being a mom, a doctor, and also setting up an online bookshop to fundraise for children's hospitals? Well, my next guest, Dr. Christina McDonald, has done all of that. Good morning, Christina. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm Grace. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm really, really good. I am tooting the horn for you. You're amazing. I mean, all the things that I'm sure you are really busy with, and then you come up with this wonderful idea. You got a lot going on. Let's talk about the bookshop. How do you manage to juggle all of that? And tell us a bit about the bookshop.
Okay. Well, I suppose I love them all. So you can. My brother always says, "You don't find time, you make time." So that's my attitude.
That's good.
I used to work nonstop, morning, noon, and night before my little girl came along. But when she came along, I kind of cut my hours back and just wanted to give her more time while she was young. So I kind of divide my time between my daytime, I suppose, between GP work and spending my time with her. And then my little project at night is this online bookshop. I started it in December 2020, and it was supposed to be just a 2-week charity initiative. Where I bought a box of books and then sold them and had the idea that we would send the money to Crumlin and Temple Street. But I suppose it became so popular that people kept messaging me saying, "Oh, I missed out. I would have loved to get those books. They're so beautiful." And I said, "No problem, sure, look, I'll run it again in January." And then, lo and behold, 15 months later, we're still here.
You're still doing this. I absolutely love it. I mean, I've heard that you have a love for books. I have such a love for books. I'm a mom. Right. You're a mom. We have a lot in common. I love this idea. I'm just like, why hasn't somebody thought of that idea sooner? It's such a great idea. How did you come up with the idea itself? Like, where did that genesis happen?
Well, I suppose I always liked books myself when I was younger, but then when I had a little girl myself, I wanted to start reading with her very early. So before she was even born, I was kind of looking at books and getting excited about the ones that I would read with her. When I was Googling the type of books that I was thinking about ordering, I just came across this way where you could buy them and become an independent seller. So I thought, wouldn't that be great? Like, just, you know, to kind of share the love of reading and share the books. But I feel like I have enough in my life without needing to keep the profits myself. I just want, she's healthy and my parents and my extended family are healthy and well and happy. That's enough for me. I just don't have a business drive in that sense. I don't have a desire to become wealthier or anything like that. So I just couldn't think of anywhere better for the money to go than to children's hospitals in Ireland.
Such a great idea. The bookshop's called Genius Juniors. And tell us about how, you've kind of alluded to where the money goes, but how does it work and where do the profits go? How does that all happen?
Okay, so we run the same as any other online children's bookshop. It's the same as any bookshop, where we buy in bulk and at trade prices, and then when we sell them on, the profit, we try to sell them at the recommended retail price, so exactly the same as you would buy your books anywhere else. They don't cost you any more. It's just that the profits will go to the hospital instead of going to, like, the business, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an option at the checkout as well when you're making your order that you can opt to add an additional, it's called a tip, but it's just an extra donation if you want within a euro or two, and that will go directly to the hospitals as well. And then after a little while, we came up with the idea of donating a book where you can just come to the website. You can do it by itself or you can do it with your order. And you can spend 10 euro and we will use that money to buy books for children in hospitals all around Ireland. So I'm here in my stock room now, surrounded by boxes that are going to hospitals all around the country, and they're books that have been paid for by members of the public who just wanted to get on board and help out.
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, and we hear so much about how important it is to read to young children. I mean, that's why, you know, I'm sure that's what motivated you to read to your daughter. It's what's motivated me to read to my children. Yes. Working with children's hospitals, how do the books help the children in the hospital when they're sick and when they're not well?
Well, one of the most popular books that we send to hospitals is called Look Inside a Hospital.
Oh.
It's beautiful. It's lift to the flap, and it just takes you through all of the different departments in the hospital, how it all works, all the different staff. So I think it's really helpful, even from that point of view, for a child to become familiar with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as that, like, all of the other books are so beautiful and distracting. And I think that when you pick up a book, either with your parents or if you're old enough to read by yourself, that you can get a little bit lost in that story, and it can take you away. You know, it can kind of calm you down, and I think it makes your hospital experience a little bit more positive, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember myself being on the wards in the middle of the night and being called to see a child in A&E, and you would just wish that you could pull something out of your pocket to give them a little glimmer of happiness. And that's what I'm aiming for now, that we have lots of little books that doctors and nurses can pop out of their pocket and give to the child in hospital.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. Because it's that kind of thing, I think, that diffuses the tension or the, you know, maybe the fear that the child's experiencing, to see that there's a friend and somebody who wants to share something special with them. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Tell listeners how they can browse and order the books that you have for sale.
So the website is www.geniusjuniors.ie. So geniusjuniors.ie. And I'm on Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. I suppose nearly every day I put up pictures of new books and I talk through the books. And my Instagram handle is dr.christina_geniusjuniors. So even if you type in Dr. Christina or Genius Juniors on Instagram, it should come up.
We're going to get it. Great.
That's where I spend the bulk of my time sharing the information about the books. And I suppose I've connected with a lot of authors and businesses online as well, and a lot of them have donated some books that they've written themselves, and then when we sell those, 100% of the sale value goes to the hospital as well. So
brilliant.
It's a lovely community on there.
Brilliant. I'm going to go over on Instagram as soon as we finish, and I'm going to like your page because I love what you're doing. It's just so, so good. Reading is so good for everyone, and what a great idea to do this in hospitals for children. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks. It was my pleasure, and thank you for your time.
You're so, so welcome. You know, it is such a great idea, and we really admire Dr. Christina for managing to fit all of that into her already busy lifestyle. So Dr. Christina McDonald from Genius Juniors, you can go to geniusjuniors.ie, or you can find her over on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.